Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief show, and I'm hanging out here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you want the ability to adjust your loan options in real time, Rocket can. All right, it's been a fun 3 hours so far here with you tonight. We've gone from the Rams. We talked about Tua Tagovailoa. We discussed disappointments. I mentioned Michael Jordan and his roster selection. Certainly a disappointment, it seems like, every single year. Just giving Gordon Hayward $120 million. And because we're basically a day away from Thanksgiving, I'm going to be going on vacation for a few days. I will be back on Monday night. I wanted to give you a top six list tonight. And what's that top six list? Top six athletes that I'm thankful for. Okay? A big shout out to super producer Stu Kovacs, and thank you to everybody who called in. I'm about to get to more of your calls momentarily. Just to go ahead and recap, you know, my top six athletes that I'm thankful for a variety of reasons. I started off with Manny Pacquiao. He was my first big interview more than a decade ago. I can go ahead and look at Kobe Bryant. He's on my list. Kobe Bryant, someone else I also had an opportunity to talk to and interview and get some inspiring words from. Colin Kaepernick is on my list. Marshawn Lynch, LeBron James, Muhammad Ali. You know, all of the men that I've put on my list here, I certainly am thankful for them, for their contributions, not just necessarily to sports, but what they've done away from the field, away from the court. And now it's time to get back to you. If you have to think about an athlete that you're thankful for, whether it's strictly entertainment, whether it's a memory, whether it's something that they did away from the field of play, who are you thankful for? Who's left the mark? Who's been memorable to you? Maybe not just as a sports fan, but as a person, as a human. The phone line, 855-212-4CBS, is sponsored by Geico. It doesn't matter whether you own or rent, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work. Get a quote at geico.com. That is easy. I gave you my six. Call me up. Give me one. You can also tweet me at JR Sport Brief. Let's go to Appleton, Wisconsin. Let's talk to Brandon. Brandon, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Who are you thankful for?
Okay, first of all, about your list, man, there is a Mount Rushmore of some kind of way for each one of those guys. So I definitely respect the guys you put up there. For me, let's put a little perspective into it. Born in 75, 1980. I got a 12-year-old cousin. He's got George Gervin and Kareem and all the posters on the wall. But for some reason, my awareness in that early November year was with him with this young dude from Flint, Michigan. Hmm. When Magic Johnson hit the scene, I can't remember the announcer, the Hall of Fame announcer, when he said from Bangor to L.A. with the smile, man, he got me too. And then on top of it, without even realizing it, there was an antagonist to this Magic Johnson dude with Larry Bird. And so before Thundercats, before He-Man, I had real-life hero and villain to root for. And at 5 years old, growing up in the inner city of Milwaukee where basketball was life, it opened up the door to everything else. Arguing, playing one-on-one on the hoops with the crates about who Magic Johnson. I'm going to play you to be Magic Johnson. Man, it opened up everything from there on out. From there on out, and I became the best sports fan from ever with all sports, but it all started with number 32 and that purple and gold for me.
All right, Brandon, thank you so much for calling up from Wisconsin. You enjoy the holiday, all right?
My man, you too. Take it easy.
Thank you. Shout-outs to Brandon Magic Johnson. He's thankful for Magic. I get it. Let's go to Ohio, not too far. Let's talk to Jake. Jake, you're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. What athlete you thankful for?
Hey, thanks for having me. I'm most thankful for Brett Favre. He was my first introduction to ball, which is my biggest love.
Oh, Jake, you sound pretty low, man. Do me a favor and try to call back. All I heard was Brett Favre. And then everything else I heard was nothing. Try to call me back, my man. 855-212-4CBS. What athlete are you thankful for and why? Alan is calling from Toronto. Alan, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Yeah, Brett Favre was an Iron Man. The biggest Iron Man of all time was Cal Ripken, 2,632 consecutive games and 8,243 innings, which is 915 games. That's every inning in every community. And in 1988, they were 0-21 to start the season, 54-107. And stunned twice by tragedy. They lost their owner, Edward Bennett Williams, and they lost their trainer, Ralph Salvin, during a season. And he played in every single game in every single community, and that is really something. And he captured the World Series in 1983, two MVPs in 83 and 91. And he just imagine, that is one record that is never, ever, ever going to be broken. Can you imagine? He shattered the record by... Lou Gehrig by 502 games. So.
That record, the way baseball is played right now, Alan, no. There is nobody that's going to take that Cal Ripken record. There's no way. It's like every now and then, somebody's going to tell you, hey, sit your ass down. We're paying you how many millions of dollars? Yeah, you need a day off because we need to keep you fresh. There's no more playing the game every single day. You want to talk about baseball changing. Yeah, Cal Ripken, that's his. That's his. Iron Man, that's his. Michael is calling from Alabama. Mike, who are you thankful for?
Hey there. I'm thankful for John Daly. He's a middle-aged guy with a beer belly on a professional circuit. He wasn't the biggest or strongest or fastest, but he had a talent, and he put some work in, and he made something of it. He's an inspiration for everybody out there that may have some talent and they don't think they can do it. Go take your shot and see what happens.
Okay. Appreciate you, Mike. You got a beer belly, Mike?
Oh, not beer belly, but I'm a Sunkist guy, but I'm a little Portland myself.
All right. Okay. I appreciate you, Mike. You be well. Enjoy the holiday.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, too.
As well. Thank you. Let's go to Louisiana. Let's talk to Wayne. Wayne, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Who are you thankful for?
Hello?
Wayne. Yeah, Wayne, you are live on CBS Sports Radio, Wayne. Go on ahead.
Hey, I like to put Jesse Owens out there. I think before he was doing anything else, he was running track and field. And he managed to get Hitler to stand up and lead because he didn't want to see him get the medal.
Yeah, he lit it. Well, he walked away with what, the 3-4 medals in Berlin? And yeah, he made, well, I guess anybody that can make Hitler uncomfortable – I think is doing something right. You know, the unfortunate. Go ahead.
When I was a kid growing up, when they let me see the see the footage. You know how footage was back then.
Mm-hmm.
It had a funny joke that said it looked like he was like running from the slave catchers.
Yeah, I hear that. But you know what the bad part about that is, which is no surprise. This was in the 30s. It wasn't like he came home and people said, oh yeah, hooray, you know, Jesse Owens, black folks here in the United States of America. I mean, it doesn't matter if you can look back then or if you want to talk about now. He was not fully embraced the way he should have been. And so, Wayne, I certainly understand what you're saying from Louisiana. You have a good holiday, okay?
Okay, all right. Thank you for taking my call. You have a good one as well.
Thank you, absolutely. Let's go to Pittsburgh and talk to Brett. Brett, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What athlete are you thankful for?
Hey, JR, thanks for having me on. Yeah, I'm thankful for two athletes, actually. Roberto Clemente, just for his charity work. You know, everything that he did, and then he died in a plane crash.
Mm-hmm. You're a real Pittsburgh guy. Who else you got?
And then I got Mary Lemieux, and then just because of, you know, he saved the franchise here in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Yes.
He brought he won two Stanley Cups here and brought three afterwards. And, you know, and he does, Mary Lemieux, just the amount of charity work that he does in the city is unbelievable. So, yeah, I'm thankful for him, too. So.
All right. Well, thank you, Brett, for calling from Pittsburgh. I mean, damn it, you on a roll. You all Pittsburgh. There's no Steeler in there?
There's plenty of Steelers here, but
okay.
Yeah, I don't know which Steelers. I'm not sure which ones do much charity work. I mean, the Rooneys are great for charity. You know, they're well known for that too. So,
all right. Well, your two is good enough, Brett. You came through and cheated a little bit. I'll take them. Okay, you have a good one.
Thank you.
All right, take care. Let's go to Florida and talk to Matt. Matt, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Got to go with Derrick Rose, man. Battling through all the injuries. Not only that. Half the city turning on him, turning their back on him, and then coming back like they're always his fan and stuff like that. The other half staying true to him and knowing what he battled through and where he grew up and the fact that he's still a six-man candidate. Yeah, he's still a great player. Yeah, got to go with Derrick Rose.
All right. Thank you, Matt, for calling from Florida. Let's go to Jackson, Mississippi. Let's talk to James. James, who's an athlete that you are thankful for and why?
Okay, first of all, I want to compliment you on your list. I think that was great. I appreciate all those guys.
Thank you.
And my choice is Maya Moore. Anybody who would give up their career to help another human being like she did, I really salute her. And anybody that's been in her shoes and did the same thing.
Yeah, absolutely. That is certainly honorable what she did. If anyone is not familiar, and thank you, James, for calling from Jackson, Mississippi. You know, I would tell you to go Google it. Not if your ass is driving. Don't do that. I don't want to sit here and lie about details. But if you're not familiar, Maya Moore is one of the better WNBA players that we've had that has come through the league. And she decided to sacrifice time out of her career and out of her life. She put her career on pause to advocate for the release of a man who was, wrongfully, in prison. And ultimately, after the fact, I believe they actually either are engaged or just got married. And this is a long-running relationship. So if you're not familiar with that story, go ahead and check that out, what Maya Moore did. Let's go to the Bay Area. I need to know exactly where in the Bay Area. Let's talk to Chris. Chris, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Who are you thankful for?
Hey, JR, thanks for having me on, man.
Where are you calling out in the Bay? That's a big-ass swath of land, man. Where are you calling from?
So I'm from the North Bay up in Sonoma County.
Okay. All right. Who are you thankful for? Right. Shoot.
So I got one from each of the major sports that I have grown up watching. We'll start with baseball.
Uh-oh. We got four here. Well, name them rapid fire.
Madison Bumgarner. I was at Game 7 of the World Series in 2014 at Kauffman. And when he came in, I never seen a stadium or felt a stadium with the air sucked out of it like that in my entire life.
Okay. You're cheating. You're telling me you got four people. I'm asking for one. We're going to be here for a while. Where you going, Chris? Give me the three quick.
All right, and then I got for basketball Steph Curry and the way he's just transcended the game. So,
okay, is there two more? Right. Is that it?
I'm a UFC guy, too. I really appreciate Anderson Silva.
Okay, yeah, he's done. Give me another one.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we're good on...
I don't watch too much hockey, so I don't got nothing for you there.
All right, well, Chris, I'm good there. How old are you, Chris?
I'm 33.
All right, Chris. Well, listen, man, stay out there and go get your money, okay? Be safe.
All right. Take it easy, sir.
Thank you so much, Chris, for calling up from the Bay. Let's stay in California and talk to Joe. Joe, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Who are you thankful for?
I'm thankful for Barry Bonds, man. You know, growing up in the Bay Area, you know, I'm just south of the last caller. I'm from, you know, born and raised San Francisco. And just going to Candlestick and then, you know, Pac Bell and then AT&T Park with my pops watching Barry, you know, hit those flash hits. That was just something else growing up, man. Memories I'm never going to forget.
Yeah, did you ever have an opportunity to meet him or be up close a little bit?
You know, not personally. My father did, which he's got some stories. It's pretty cool, but, you know, I can't say the same. I wish I could.
Okay, I was going to say, because he has a reputation for being a jerk. I'm just saying. I understand the baseball element, but most people say he's a jerk. That's what I wanted to see. But I appreciate you, Joe. You be well, okay?
All right, yeah, thank you. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, we almost there at Christmas. Just give me a couple of weeks. Thank you, Joe, for calling up from California.
You.
Yeah, enjoy the holiday. Let's talk to Prince in Atlanta. Prince, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Your list was excellent, sir. I got to say that. And the reason for your list was excellent as well. Somebody already put out Cal Ripken. He was my guy. He was my Iron Man, being from the DMV area. So I can't say that. So I will say the first athlete I saw that was from where I was from a place I had been before, was Sweet Pea Pernell Whitaker.
Okay, why are you thankful for him? Go ahead.
Well, I mean, because it was as a kid in the DMV area coming from Virginia, it was the first guy that I saw on TV that literally fought and came out of an area that I've been to. So at like six, I'm like, well, I've been to Alexandria, I've been to Maryland, I've been to, you know, those places. And to see Virginia on screen, it's like, you know, that guy came from where I came from. That's kind of cool. But this is at like 5, 6, 7 years old, so.
Yeah, no, it's legitimate, and it's true. And thank you so much, Prince, for calling from Atlanta. There's a lot of athletes, you know, when you're a child, when you're a kid, and you look in the quote-unquote magic box, it's not a box anymore, it used to be a box, the television set, you know, the athletes that you would watch and the people that you would see seem so far away. Who are these human beings running around on this magic screen? And they seem so far away. And as you get older, you have an appreciation and an understanding of, damn it, these are people. These are normal folks like you and me. They have extraordinary talents. They've been able to do something amazing that's put them into this position. And you know what? Those people don't magically grow on farms. They come from communities. They come from neighborhoods, just like all of us. And that's something I always try to tell people. We can sit down here and watch athletics, and we can talk about athletes and entertainers. They are human damn beings like everybody else. They make money because we sit down and watch, but they are human beings like everybody else. And their families, their friends, they don't operate or live in a different world, in a different space. They're right here with us. The phone lines are blowing up. I'm going to continue to take more of your calls. It's real simple. 855-212-4CBS. We're a day away from Thanksgiving. We're talking about athletes that you are thankful for. Who made a mark on you? Who's memorable? More of your calls when we come back. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Man, we're a day away from Thanksgiving, and I gave you a top six list. Top six athletes that I am thankful for. Number one on my list, Muhammad Ali. So I had to ask you the same question. Is there an athlete that you are thankful for? Someone that inspired you growing up, someone that kept you occupied, someone that you admire for what they've done away from the ring or the court, off the field. Who are you thankful for? Is it someone that's active right now? Is it someone from the past? 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Ronald. He's calling up from Washington, D.C. Ron, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, how you doing, man? I just want to say I love your show, man. I love what you're doing. The platform is amazing. I'm from the DMV, so I was thinking more like Big John came to mind, John Thompson, the Hoyas coach.
Okay, why? Go ahead. I can lay out some of the reasons why, but go ahead.
Well. When I was growing up, he did so much in the neighborhood, man. I saw him so much more off the court. I mean, he was on TV all the time, but I saw him on TV. But he was so much more. He was one of those figures when you were talking about being human beings, and they were right there in front of you. And he really, he wasn't nobody's father when he came out there to them programs, and I played for the Junior Bullets. So he wasn't nobody's father, but he felt like it. And it was just, he did so much for the community. And to piggyback off that, it was Allen Iverson, because he went to Georgetown, and he also always came back to the DMV area and showed love. And a shout-out to the Tidewater family down there, too. So that was my pick. And Big John, just he was always in the community, Southeast D.C. He was always just doing so much. So I saw him as a figure, you know, more so in the community than I did on the court or on TV. Thanks, okay, man. I love your show. Keep doing what you're doing, though.
Thank you so much, Ron, for calling up from Washington, D.C. in the DMV area. Unfortunately, Coach Thompson, someone else that we've lost as well. Well. Let's go to Alabama. Let's talk to Steve. Steve, you're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. Who are you thankful for, Steve?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, JR. I was going to say Dale Murphy from the Braves. And the reason why is I was born in 1980. So all I knew the first 10 years of my life was, you know, Dale Murphy, you know, with the Braves, because anybody that lived through the 80s and was an Atlanta Braves fan, you know what I'm talking about. They were terrible. But Dale Murphy always, he was my childhood hero.
Okay. Nah, you're right. Listen, you in Alabama, you right in Braves country, so I understand that, Steve. I appreciate you for calling up.
Oh, yes, sir. Happy Thanksgiving.
All right, you as well. Let's go to California, talk to Timothy. Timothy, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yes, sir. So the person I'm thankful for, I know everybody's going to say it's cliche, but I'm going to be thankful for the GOAT. That's Michael Jeffrey Jordan. The reason why is, I'm going to say the reason why now, because what he's doing now, community-wise, for being a voice, also for actually making a stand when it comes to the Black Lives Matter movement and things like that, but also for his career, for his iconic career what he's done for the NBA, what he's done for the culture, what he's done for the NBA players, and then what he's doing as an owner also.
Okay. Well, thank you, Tim, for calling up from California. I don't think that was cliche. You're the first person to say MJ. Oh, Tim's not there anymore. I guess he thought I got rid of him. Tommy's calling from Arizona. Tommy, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, love your show. Mine's a little bit different. Mine's the 1980 U.S. Olympic hockey team. My dad was the PR director for that team and also the sports information director at the University of Minnesota. And they were very impressional on me. We had 13 of the players from the state of Minnesota on that team. And, boy, talk about beating the Russians. That was something else.
That's cool. So how old were you at that point in time?
25 years old.
Oh, that is cool. So you remember the full experience. Is there an interesting story that your dad shared?
Yes. When Herb Brooks approached him, he had to get an okay from the University of Minnesota to leave to be the PR director, and the university granted it to him, and his assistant was able to take over and do the other sports. So he had a loyal first to the university, but once they blessed him to go do that, great. And Herb Brooks came and spoke at my dad's funeral, and a lot of the players on that Olympic hockey team were at my dad's funeral also.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. Well, thank you so much, Tommy, for calling up from Arizona. You be well, okay?
Happy Thanksgiving, my friend.
Thank you to you as well. Let me tell you something. I have mixed feelings about the Olympic Games because, like a lot of things, it's ridiculously for profit. I think the Olympics is corrupt. I think the Olympic Games take advantage of the cities that they play in. It's all one big money grab, and primarily you leave the city in a pit. But when you actually think about the athletic part of the Olympics, it's pretty damn cool. And I've had the opportunity to go and attend the Olympics not only in London, but then also in Brazil. And they are experiences that, these aren't things, I personally speaking, you know, I never woke up one day at any point in life and said, man, I want to go to an Olympics. I was very happy with watching the Olympics on television. But to get the opportunity to work, experience these things, you know, these are elements that you can't replace. And so if you ever have an opportunity to check out the Olympics, and what's up to everybody out in Los Angeles, eventually it'll swing back your way. You know, go and do it. You know, because it doesn't come around all that often. We know every 4 years, and then you get best of both worlds with the winter. But it's a unique experience. John is calling from Pittsburgh. John, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm terrific. Who are you thankful for, John?
Well, it's kind of interesting because it made a profound effect on myself and now my daughter as well. Gianna, Gigi Bryant, Peyton Chester, and Alyssa Altobelli. And I say that because my daughter said to me, oh, why are you so upset when Kobe died? You know, I said, well, my favorite athlete of all time, he's such an inspiration to me, passed away in a helicopter crash. And she got to learn about Kobe and then learn about his daughters and how she loved basketball. And now my daughter's playing basketball. And everything was based off of that story and the inspiration that now she has from it. And those three girls, they were just gone way too early. And I know that we should be thankful for them. And it's our first one without them. And I just appreciate it because my daughter now, it's just something that's between us through them. So that's what I'm thankful for.
I hear that, John. Well, you continue to enjoy your family and your daughter, man. I appreciate you for calling up from Pittsburgh, man, okay?
Yeah, stay safe, guys. Thank you. You have a good one.
You as well. Yeah, that's the thing. You know, Kobe passed away earlier this year, and it was just so damn cool to see where his progression as a human being was going away from basketball and how he was able to focus in not only just on his family, but then also on the arts, and he took up so much with his daughters, and you saw the transition in him as a person. And I love the fact that he was an advocate in just women's athletics and women's sports and women's rights. And it's I don't give a damn how you feel about Kobe Bryant. That is more of what we need. Where we don't look at a Kim Ng and say, you know, the first woman, first Asian woman as a general manager. Where we don't turn on a TV on a Monday night in football and say, well, we have our first black officiating crew. It's going to be nice when it's normal. It's going to be nice when it's normal and we can push all this ahead. Where women are treated equally. Where people of color are treated equally. And I appreciate what Kobe Bryant did and just kind of setting that stage, even unfortunately for a brief amount of time with his own daughter. And that's something that we can all be thankful for, obviously, here. You talk about Thanksgiving and his family. Who cares about you? Where you at? And, his family, unfortunately, is not going to have him and his daughter there. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. More of your calls when we come back. Who are you thankful for? What athlete has had a mark on you? Who do you remember and why? We'll finish this up.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio. Oh, yeah, it's a good day. It's a good day. Just about one day before Thanksgiving. Okay, I've been taking your phone calls. Finish up your calls in a second. Athletes that you're thankful for. But I got to remind you about something that was amazing this week. And it's our Old Spice Unstoppable Drive of the Week. Triple Action Old Spice Sweat Defense. It's not just strong. It's strong, strong. And on Sunday night, as the Chiefs trailed the Raiders 31-28 with a minute and 43 left, who else? Patrick Mahomes, he led Kansas City on a 7-play, 75-yard drive that ended with a 22-yard touchdown pass to Travis Kelce. The Chiefs, they went on to win the game 35-31. They're now 9-1 on the season. I mean, damn it, if you want to be thankful for anybody, you know, I would tell you, Patrick Mahomes, when it comes to an athlete that you want to watch, oh, he's high up on the list. He's right there. He's probably number one football player that I would want to see play at any moment. If I know the Chiefs are on, I know it's probably going to be a good game, a good matchup. I'm tuning in. Thankful for the opportunity to watch that man. Take some time off. Sit down, relax, and watch a game. Jay's calling up from Reading, Pennsylvania. Jay, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Who are you thankful for?
Hey, JR. Thanks for having me. I got two. I got Jerry Rice. And it's crazy. I feel like, you know, he's the greatest football player ever. When you look at his stats, you know, like, you know, Randy Moss and T.O., they have monster years and touchdowns and catches, but nobody's even close. You know, he got over 200 touchdowns. And like, you'd have to get 10 touchdowns every year for 20 years, and you still don't catch Jerry Rice. Like, his work ethic, you know, I was just telling my son today, like, how hard he used to work, how his dad used to throw him bricks and stuff, you know, for him to catch bricks. And, you know, like, it translated on the field. You know, his workout thing in San Francisco was legendary. A lot of players couldn't do it, running that thing he used to do. And I got, on a note of another caller, a local person that people probably don't even know, Donyell Marshall. Donyell Marshall was the first person from my town that we seen make it, you know, and then gave us hope, you know, from Little Redding, Pennsylvania. You know, people forget, you know, he was the fourth pick behind Big Dog, Glenn Robinson, Jason Kidd, Grant Hill. Then it was Donyell Marshall, you know, but he gave us hope that, you know, if he could do it, then there was a chance that we can do it. And that's why I believe Lonnie Walker's in the NBA now, because scouts start coming to Redding because of Donyell Marshall. Thanks for taking my call, man.
No doubt about it. Thank you, Jay, so much for calling up from Redding, PA. Let's go to Massachusetts. Let's talk to Jesse. Jesse, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, what's up, JR? You got me on hold for 17 minutes, but it's a great show. It's all worth it.
Well, Jesse, if the show sucked, you'd be able to come right on, but that just means there's a lot of people who like to listen, and you just got to wait.
No, definitely, man. I got five for you, a quick five. You ready?
Oh, my God. I hope it's a quick five. Don't leave me here forever.
I got Floyd Mayweather, Jackie Robinson, Teddy Bruschi. I got Bill Russell.
Okay. I mean, that's an eclectic group. Why do you have Floyd Mayweather in that group? Some of those guys fit in. Some of them, he seems like an outlier.
I got Floyd because he's the only one dominating. Nobody ever did it like him, you know?
Okay. All right.
I listen to your show every day. You got a good show, man. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, Jesse. Send an email to my boss, okay?
All right.
All right. Thank you for calling from Massachusetts. Let's go to San Jose and talk to Mike. Mike, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, I'm thankful for a couple of people.
Mike, you're thankful for who?
For a couple of people, my bad.
Oh, I was just like, did you name a person? Or I'm like, what did you say? Okay, go ahead. Quickly.
But yeah, a caller earlier named Bond. And I got a Bond story because you asked for one.
Okay. And, does it end with him like cursing you out or denying you of an autograph?
Something like that. Yeah.
Oh,
so
go ahead.
I used to go before and after the games to a player's parking lot when I was a kid and try to get autographs and talk to like players and stuff. And you can never catch Bonds. Like, he went like through a secret entrance. But one game, I seen him come into an entrance, so I knew afterwards he'd be leaving out the same entrance in this Ferrari. And basically, he came out last, so like everyone was kind of gone already that would wait. And he just pulled up in his Ferrari, and I was like a 12-year-old kid. I was like, Barry, can you sign this ball? And he was like, he just looked at me, like pulled up with the Ferrari, just looked at me, and like mugged me and just sped off. And the best.
So this is the guy. So this is the guy you're thankful for.
Yeah, well, the guy I'm thankful for him because he's the greatest player I've ever seen.
Okay.
But honestly, at the end of the story, the guy I'm really thankful for is John Miller, who's, I think, the greatest baseball broadcaster.
Okay.
Because John Miller saw that happen and was like, I didn't even know he was standing there, but he was just like, that's a cool car, huh? And he just started talking to me about baseball. Like,
nice.
Whatever, just my jersey, and it was just awesome, and I just never forgot that.
All right.
And
go ahead.
I think John Miller's the greatest, and Bonds is the greatest player out there. They both be in Hall of Fame and honored. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you, Mike, for calling up from San Jose. I'm glad there was a nice end to that story. I'm just like, Barry Bonds treated you like a jerk, and, you know, you're thankful for him? And then he gave the piece about Miller. Lee from Montana, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Who are you thankful for, Lee? Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing there, JR?
I'm terrific. Go ahead.
Great. I hope you're going to have a nice Thanksgiving.
I hope so, too.
The one guy that I am thankful for getting a chance to meet in person and get an autograph from and be able to talk a little bit of baseball from, back in 1972, I got the chance to meet Frank Robinson.
Nice.
At Palm Springs Angel Stadium. It was a spring training game late in his career, and I couldn't have asked for I've heard a lot of stuff about him being totally angry and that, but he was a total class act when I got to meet him. So that's who I'm thankful for.
All right. Well, thank you so much. And I mean, shoot.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving.
You as well, Lee. Thank you for calling from Montana. Someone else, Frank Robinson, he passed away last year. I want to make sure I can get everybody on the line before I roll out. So I just want to preface that. Please be brief. Please be quick, because I'm getting ready to roll out. Anthony from Orlando, who are you thankful for?
One is Maurice Ashley, chess, first black grandmaster chess players, Rick Leach, and then Marcus Rave. Well, all three of them gentlemen treated me just with royalty and then just allowing me to be in their world. And JR, you've been great, and I'm thankful for you and CBS and your show. Y'all have a happy Thanksgiving.
You as well. Thank you so much, Anthony, for calling from Orlando. I like the pace. Let's keep it rolling. Joe from Pennsylvania, who are you thankful for?
Larry Fitzgerald. Not only a great athlete, but a great person as well.
Correct.
Stayed with a bad team, could have chased the money at any time.
I hear that. Thank you, Joe, for calling up from PA. Can't deny Larry Fitzgerald. Man's going into the Hall of Fame. Mandrell, let's keep the pace going. Who are you thankful for calling up from the ATL?
All right, what's going on, JR? Appreciate you letting me in. Number one, I want to say Dominique Wilkins, who is my favorite basketball player of all time. And I got to give a shout-out to the hometown kid, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, who graduated from my high school. I actually watched his dad win a state championship. KCP doesn't know me personally, but just like a lot of people have been talking about, coming from a small rural place like Meriwether County, Greenville, Georgia, and opening up doors and just giving the young kids something to look up to, man. And I saw his Instagram where he even took the trophy back through the hometown, man. That's big ups to KCP, man.
Okay, no doubt, man. Mandrell, thank you for calling from the ATL. Matt from Houston, who you thankful for?
Hey, JR, thanks for taking my call. I'll just be real short and sweet. From Tyler, Texas, the Tyler Rose, Earl, Kristen Campbell of the Lovey Blue Houston Oilers. Being in the Astrodome, 1978, Monday Night Football against the Steelers. We turned the whole Astrodome blue, and we had a dually Ford pickup truck painted Columbia blue with the number 34 on it and ran right through the steel curtain. And I'll let you go. Have a happy Thanksgiving.
You as well. Thank you, Matt, for calling from H-Town. Dan from Michigan, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Who are you thankful for, Dan? Go on ahead.
Thanks for taking my call. I have three of them. And Al Kaline, Gordie Howe, and Jim Thorpe, the greatest athlete of all time.
All right. You want to give me a good reason on one of them?
Jim Thorpe?
Yeah. Why are you thankful? Give me a reason.
Jim Thorpe, he was a Native American. I'm Native American. So I'm definitely thankful for Jim Thorpe. He's the number one, the greatest of all time.
All right. Thank you, Dan, for calling up from Michigan. And I want to thank everybody who called up. You know, everybody has their reasons and thoughts as to why someone is, you know, impactful for them, why they are thankful for them. You know, it's interesting. You know, I gave you my number one, Muhammad Ali. And I want to remind you, at any point in time, you missed any other show, you can go ahead and download the free radio.com app and watch or listen. You won't miss anything. Okay. And the show is also available via podcast. So I'm thankful for each and every single one of you. Okay. Thank you for calling. Thank you for agreeing. Thank you for disagreeing. You know, it's my job to come here and get you all throughout the evening, whatever you're doing, whether you're at home, whether you're at work, and to try to do my best to just get you through whatever's going on, to be entertaining, to have some fun, to be informative. And so I thank each and every single one of you. As I said, I'm going to be on vacation for a couple of days throughout the holiday. I will be back with you on Monday night. Okay, Rich Herrera is holding it down tomorrow, and Pete McCarthy will be here with you on Thursday and Friday. Okay, I'm also extremely thankful for super producer Stu Kovacs. Could not have asked for a better producer to work with during the course of this show. All right, so enjoy the holiday. I will be back with you on Monday. Alex Reamer, he's going to be in for Amy Lawrence. He's coming on next. And I just got to tell you, listen, folks, enjoy the football. Enjoy the food. Enjoy the family. If you're not able to connect with your family for whatever reason, you know, try to take some time and remember the good things that you can be thankful for. Take some time to be safe. Be well. Enjoy the holiday. I will be back with you on Monday. Don't miss me too much while I'm gone. You can find me on all social media at JR Sport Brief. You've been listening to the JR Sport Brief show. You are listening right now to CBS Sports Radio.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.